listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
OBM, Ohio Business Machines, and Sharp Copiers, when it comes to Browns fans, their loyalty for our team is unconditional. So is the loyalty that OBM provides to its customers with OBM's exclusive no-risk guarantee and 7-year security blanket, teamed with OBM's designation as the only Sharp Platinum level service provider in town. So OBM can tackle any of your copier problems, and you'll never scramble to keep your office running. Now the preferred document services provider of the Cleveland Browns. Visit OhioBusinessMachines.com today, or please call 216-485-2000. Wrapping up this Football Monday edition of CBD, great conversation with John McClain.
It was absolutely. He is one of the very best, and his ability to just go and pontificate on a subject is phenomenal. It just seems like you're sitting around with a grand storyteller, and he weaves his web. He's great, and he's got such a good. He can poke fun at himself. He's seen it all. He's got great perspective, and just always one of my favorite people to talk to, and has been since I first had the opportunity to interview him years and years ago on Sirius. I've always been a huge fan of John McClain's.
And the perspective also that you forget, or at least in my mind, because it's been a long time since I go back to our days in the newspaper business together, but those years of covering the Houston Oilers and how often he was in Cleveland, how connected he is to this town when the AFC Central, as it was known, had the Browns and Oilers in the same division. And so he's very familiar with the history of this organization here, and is a guy historically, I mean, who keeps up with everything NFL-wise, but then watching all the transition in Houston and seeing the Oilers leave town and then covering the Texans, and he's so connected also within that Texan organization. But for him to maintain consistently since, what, February, his feelings about Manziel, and it's not coming from a place of a guy who's easily impressed.
No.
I mean, this is right.
He's usually understated.
He laid out for you all the reasons why he has this affinity for this guy.
Hey, listen, John McClain and Gil Brandt have seen a lot of football in their day and been around a lot of football, especially in Texas, and those two guys think Johnny Manziel is the best player in this draft. So
yeah,
that works
out.
Hopefully they are correct. It'll be great for the city of Cleveland and certainly great for us and everybody associated with the Cleveland Browns as a fan, employee, or otherwise. It'll be absolutely phenomenal, and I can't wait to see everybody get on the field tomorrow. The first OTA with the rookies and the veterans takes place tomorrow, and, you know, the rookie mini camp was great, but now it's time to really get in there and see this team start to come together. I think tomorrow, in many ways, is a very special day, and that it brings everyone together for the very first time for the 2014 Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, it does. You're absolutely right. It totally does, and again, you're right. I'm looking forward to that, and you and I can take our various notes and share those with the audience. That's what we'll be doing tomorrow on CBD. Want to thank Pierre Desir, fourth-round draft pick of the Browns, the defensive back from Lindenwood, joined us on the show. We also want to thank John McClain from the Houston Chronicle, coming to us courtesy of the Ohio Business Machines Hotline, of course, and want to thank our tremendous producer, Jason Gibbs, for putting this show all together, and thank you for hanging out with us for as much as you did in these past couple of hours. And we'll do this again tomorrow. For Nathan, I'm Vic, saying we'll talk to you again on Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
OTAs.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.